Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your host. This week, we're going to talk about know-it-alls. When a know-it-all becomes a say-it-all. If you're new to the podcast, I'm really happy you're here. We are in our ninth season. Believe it or not, ninth season. We've gone to an every other week format, which is kind of good. Gives you a little bit of a break. It's not that I'm running out of topics, but I started a newsletter on LinkedIn called Just Saying, and that is in alternate weeks too. So last week I issued a newsletter, and the following week I'll issue one. So they alternate with this podcast. So there's plenty of topics, and I'm introducing new topics, new subjects to new audiences. If you like this podcast, go on to LinkedIn and just look it up. Look up my profile. If we're not connected, I'll make a friend request, and then you'll see under my profile, Just Saying, it's a newsletter. And there's a number of topics that I've covered that are complementary to what we're talking about here, but some are different. And I'll give you a little bit of sampling of some of the topics that I've covered recently. I've got 9 issues out already. Last week was about hearing fast voices in my head. It was around the elusive 600, if you're familiar with that. The week before that is, are you an inconsiderate communicator? Which will be related very much to the topic we're talking about today. The week prior, several weeks prior to that, because again, it's every other week, an unusable shower head must be fixed now, which is about the importance of headlines or bottom line up front. And the previous one was about my discovery of quiet selling, et cetera, et cetera. So there's 9 of them. Highly recommend if you're not subscribed to subscribe to that, because it's alternating week to week. So I'll do the podcast twice a month and the newsletter twice a month. So this week we're talking about know-it-alls, and we know people like this. They're just subject matter experts. They're SMEs, as they say, and they suffer from something called the affliction of expertise, the affliction of expertise, and it's a reality, and it's a burden. They're burdened by it. We're burdened by it, and they have a lot of knowledge. Which is a good thing, because you want to talk to people that are knowledgeable, experts. And they're subject matter experts, so they know a lot about a particular topic. And they know it all. They know everything about that topic. And what inspired me to do this podcast is, this is a true affliction. People suffer from this. And I want us to start to think about the impact this can have when a person stops realizing that they not only are a know-it-all, but now you're a say-it-all. So you start talking about grilling the perfect steak or distilling bourbon or UFOs or the Treasury Department or politics or, you know, economics or Seinfeld episodes or golf. Whatever the topic might be, whatever the subject might be, you might have a depth of expertise in that area. And when the topic comes up, you just throw caution to the wind and then you just dive deep into the pool and you bring everybody with you. Why am I talking about this is because it can really threaten us and we need to learn how to dial it down. And when I was using ChatGPT, and I've talked about that AI on this podcast, I'm using it more and more, and it's really fascinating. And I just did a quick query of subject matter experts, SME, SMEs, what could that alternatively spell based on know-it-alls? And I got a bunch of funny ones really quickly. Stops maybe eventually, SME. Says more than enough. Storytelling marathon enthusiast. A stream of mouth for eternity. Someone must escape. I like that one. Speaks more than everyone. Speaks more than Einstein. Those are SMEs, subject matter experts. And we know them. We are one. And we got to figure out what we're going to do about it. There was a an exercise that we've done in the Brief Lab. We don't do it as much, but we used to do it a lot, which was getting people comfortable we did a lot of training, we still do, within the special operations community. And we would try to get people comfortable communicating in short ways. So we would have them do, we would call like a mini version of a TED Talk. A mini version of a TED Talk. If you're not familiar with TED Talks, they started, I don't know, almost 30 years ago, believe it or not. Technology, Entertainment, and Design was a conference, and they would invite the producers, the event host would, this is before they became big, leaders in technology, entertainment, and design by invitation only. It was a VIP event. I believe it was on the West Coast. Very, very famous, wealthy, knowledgeable, who's who in technology, entertainment, and design would get invited to these closed-door events by invitation only. And the format was, you know, 15 minutes. Naturally, you don't want to have famous people talking to other famous people and rambling on and on and on. So the TED Talk format was designed by producers to keep the presenter on topic, on time, and respecting the audience, because you don't want people go droning on and on and on. So we did a variant of that, I believe, just parenthetically, and did a podcast on this a number of seasons ago, how I felt like TED has jumped the shark. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just look it up on our past podcasts. That format is a great format, but I think that I just talked to a guy recently. He's like, I want to do a TED Talk. And I'm like, why? Everybody's done one. I mean, it's so overdone. It's not even funny. But we did a mini version of this, like a brief talk. And the way the exercise went was I would have, pick a topic that you know a lot about, and I want you to prepare a 5-minute talk. And, you know, naturally the introverts are like, 5 minutes is an eternity. You know, when the extrovert's like, 5 minutes, how am I going to fit it in 5 minutes? But I wanted them to talk about something they knew a lot about. I wish I recorded these, because I had some of the most interesting, funny, off-topic, just examples of people that have never really spoken in public, talking, trying to cram it in 5 minutes. Talks you've ever heard. I had one guy once who did a talk about how to count cards in Las Vegas. It's fascinating. 5 minutes, he explained how he turned $2,000 into $21,000 just by counting cards. And he was trying to teach people how to count cards in 5 minutes. Naturally, the coaching was, there's no way you can teach somebody to count cards in 5 minutes. And he tried and he failed miserably, but it was super, super interesting nonetheless. Well, in this exercise, one of the things we did is I would give him 5 minutes, but I would say, I've got a coin, and I would flip the coin. And if it was tails, you got 3 minutes. So you had to trim 2 minutes of material out. It was so funny because people, the introverts are like, I want 3 minutes. And the extroverts are like, I need five. And everybody in their head was kind of like preferring. And I'm like, you have no preference. I'm giving you the time that you have, not the time that you want. What was super interesting is I started noticing that people would lose track of time, completely lose track of time. They would start talking and they would blow past 3 minutes and then 5 minutes, and there was no end in sight. And we have this, if you've ever been to one of our courses in the Brief Lab in person, we have this little thing. We have an Angry Bird, these little stuffed animal Angry Birds. And we've got different, you know, red ones and yellow ones, whatever. And we throw them around the room, just kind of move the room around when people take turns. Well, we would have this Angry Bird. And the rule was, if you were a minute or two past time, I think it was 2 minutes past time, we would throw it at your head. I mean, it doesn't hurt, but a person would just like lost in their thoughts, and they're at like 7 minutes and they're not even close to their ending. And this was just sort of surprising to people. Like, they're like, that was 7 minutes. Like their sense of time. And the audience is like, yeah, I felt like 17 minutes. And it really got me thinking back then and now of how subject matter experts, SMEs, stops maybe eventually, are really afflicted. They really suffer from the sense of like, I need, not only am I a know-it-all, but I'm going to say it all. I'm going to tell you everything I know. So a couple things I want you to think about. I think first off is just one thing is challenge yourself or ask yourself, does this happen to me? Am I a know-it-all? Do I get on a topic that I love talking about, that I know a lot about, and I feel like I just have to just tell them everything. And maybe this happens to you. Maybe another consideration is, do you know somebody that's like this? Going back to that LinkedIn newsletter, you know, what do you do with a person who talks too much? I would highly recommend you read that, because that's specifically like, maybe this doesn't happen to you, but maybe you know a person that you work with that's afflicted in this way, that suffers from this, I'm a know-it-all, but I don't even realize that I do it. Kind of in the same way that those little brief talks in those classes that I just mentioned, that the person completely lost personal awareness. Like I'm going on and on, and I felt like a minute and a half and it was 10. And finally, what can you do to stop it? Because if you're a know-it-all and you know a lot of something, there's nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing. To be knowledgeable about a subject is a really good thing. To have to dump all that knowledge on a person anytime the topic comes up is a bad thing. You're drowning your audience. You're tuning them out. You're training them to not listen to you. And they may need to listen to you because you're very knowledgeable on this topic. So what can you do to stop? Well, here's a couple of things that you can do to stop. Have a mental timer. Think of it like football, like there's a 2-minute warning, or like there's the 60 second, there's a countdown. Have a mental clock or a timer in your head. I don't know how long the time is. Maybe it's 30 seconds, maybe it's a minute. But when that timer goes off, the timer goes off. So set it and don't forget it. Okay. Take a breath. This is something I heard, which is, I thought was really interesting. It's just like when you speak, imagine like you took a breath, like you breathed in, like talk for as long as you run out of air. Like, well, you nobody can take an infinite breath. So, you know, remember, like if you're talking, it's like you're breathing, like let the other person take a breath too. Finally, another consideration, end with a period or a question mark. What I mean, back in the day when I had a marketing agency and we would interview people, I would coach people that when I ask a question, end the sentence with a period so that the sentence ends and I can cut it and then edit it. So that would be the end of the sentence. So you might want to end with a sentence or end with a question mark. I'll give you an example that happened to me recently. I was interviewed on a podcast, and ironically, the interview was going really long. Like, I didn't want it to go this long, but we were deep in a conversation, and the format was like a 30 to 40 minute format. We were past 45 minutes and I didn't see an end in sight. And I knew if we didn't find, there was no, it didn't seem like there was a natural off ramp to the conversation. So I made a sentence that was so definitive that the person interviewing says, well, that sounds like it was the end. And it was intentional. I put a period at the end of it and it ended it. I'll give you an example of what to do. It's just kind of being funny. I just went out to breakfast with my son, and ending a sentence would be something like, and that's why I love pancakes so much. Period. That's used, end it with a sentence. And that's why I like pancakes so much. You may want to end it with a question mark. I clearly love pancakes a lot. What's your favorite breakfast food? Question mark. Just end with a period or question mark. That's a way of controlling if you're a know-it-all. End with a period. Clearly, I'm geeking out on this. What do you think about this subject? I could talk about this all day. See what I'm talking about? So you're aware that you're a know-it-all. Or you're going to talk to somebody, maybe they're a know-it-all. And you're going to be, you know, again, read that podcast. I mean, that newsletter. What to do if, you know, your boss or your client talks too much. Bring it up. Have them read brief. And what can you do to stop yourself in this area? I just gave you a couple. Set a mental timer is one. Challenge you. Take a breath. Like, you know, take a deep breath. Speak. And then let somebody else say something. Or end with a period or a question mark. Those are simple ways. I think, be aware, right? With some awareness. And discipline, really important. You have to have awareness. Yeah, I'm a know-it-all, but I don't want to be a say-it-all. So with some awareness and discipline, a know-it-all can turn into a say-it-less. Just saying.